KSRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump has announced that the U.S. will stop its bombing campaign against the Houthi rebels in Yemen.
They don't want to fight anymore. They just don't want to fight. And we will honor that. And we will stop the bombings.
The president called it a very positive development. For the past 2 months, the U.S. military launched airstrikes against the Houthis, who've attacked Red Sea shipping and Israel. Testifying before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says the U.S. has not yet held trade talks with China, but will soon unveil deals with other nations.
Perhaps as early as this week, we will be announcing trade deals with some of our largest trading partners. They have come to us with very good offers.
Bessent testifying on the Hill for the first time since his confirmation back in January. The Trump administration putting Harvard on notice. The university, which has a roughly $53 billion endowment, should expect no more federal grants.
The U.S. Education Secretary claimed Harvard was making a mockery of America's higher education system. Linda McMahon said the university needs to address anti-Semitism concerns stemming from pro-Palestinian protests on campus, as well as school policies that consider a student's race. The school said the letter reinforces demands which impose unprecedented and improper control over the university and makes new threats to illegally withhold funding for life-saving research.
The BBC's Carl Naisman. Stocks are lower as AI mania on Wall Street loses more steam and as more companies scrub their forecasts for upcoming profits because of economic uncertainty. The Dow dropping 290 points. The NASDAQ is down 104. This is SRN News. A church-state battle is taking place in New Jersey.
Christ Episcopal Church wants a permit to build a homeless shelter on its property. The Toms River City Council says no and is now trying to acquire the church campus and turn it into a public park. The council has voted to purchase Christ Episcopal or seize it under the provisions of eminent domain. The congregation says it will not sell. In fact, Christ Episcopal is held in trust for the Episcopal Church USA, which will probably wind up in court against the city. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel are playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Palestinian groups are organizing efforts to repeal such legislation in Minnesota, Illinois, and Wisconsin. The issue first came to the fore with the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott Divestment Sanctions. This is SRN News. A Russian journalist who escaped house arrest in Moscow has resurfaced in Paris after a brutal journey.
Russian authorities had arrested the veteran journalist and film critic Ekaterina Barabash, born in Kharkiv, Ukraine, upon her return to Russia from a film festival in February. She was put under house arrest, facing a 10-year prison sentence for posts condemning Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The outspoken war critic tore off her electronic monitoring tag and, with the help from the group Reporters Without Borders, escaped, covering 1,700 miles using clandestine routes to evade surveillance. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Tensions remain high in Kashmir with the tensions between India and Pakistan. Families reinforcing their bunkers and hospitals have stocked up on essential medicines. More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.